There's a frustrating truth almost every ambitious person knows. You already know what to do. You've read the books, you've taken the courses, you can recite advice in your sleep, and yet you still don't do it. You self-sabotage yourself. You start and stop. You stay stuck in some patterns, watching the gap between what you know and what you actually do refuse to close. Now, today's guest has spent over 15,000 hours figuring out why, and her answers isn't harder. It's that it's deeper. The deeper laws running your decisions, beneath your willpower, beneath your mindset, and mostly no one has taught you how to see it. Now, once you understand them, everything changes. Now, my guest today is one of the most sought-after transformation experts in the world. Monica Ion is the founder of the School of the Universal Laws and the FTP methodology, and she has dedicated more than 15,000 hours to helping entrepreneurs achieve exceptional growth. With her degrees in psychology and sociology, and a background in math and science, she has built a framework using seven universal laws to help people reshape deeply their mental health, their mental patterns, and the way they make decisions. She is named Romania's number one coach, featured in Forbes, Business Insider, and CNN. And her book, The Seven Universal Laws, is a USA Today bestseller. Monica, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you here today.
It's such a pleasure and an honor to be here, Stacey. Thank you very much for having me over.
Oh, you're very welcome. Now, let's start with something, you know, provocative, because I think you'll say what a lot of people are afraid to. You've spent 15,000 hours on this, and you've come to believe that traditional mindset and coaching methods often fail to deliver lasting results. That's why bold things to say in your industry and, you know, tend to be, you know, not so much heard, but you are bold when you speak. You know, why do you think people fail?
Actually, they are not failing. It's just a conflict between what they think is important and what's truly important to their brain. And these are the differences between what's your calling and what's programmed in you, or what's expected from you, or what you think that would define your success. And when these two are in conflict, then your brain will sabotage what you think you want to achieve and will try to get you back on your path because you have a divine mission. And your brain is actually supporting you to achieve that divine mission. For instance, we consider that having a lot of money means success. And it brings success. But for instance, for your brain, research is more important than money.
Yes.
And even though you try to save money, to invest, it will not take you to financial success because it's not relevant to your brain. Your brain has a set of priorities, which are things that are unique to you, and you do, and you are great in doing them. And also they bring you fulfillment. When you do those activities, it brings you fulfillment.
Yes.
That's your path. Those are the indications, that feeling you have when you do something and you feel enlightened, or you feel uplifted, or you feel in flow with life. Those are amazing feedbacks for you that you are on your path. I think you experience that quite a lot, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I have throughout my entire life. Now, what's the missing, you know, unusual advice, like the affirmations, the goal setting, the positive thinking, that leads people right back to where they started?
I think that the big problem there is that they contradict the law of duality. And for instance, and usually the affirmations or positive psychology or positive thinking focuses only on the positive side of things.
Yes.
It means you want pleasure and you want to avoid pain. But
yes,
if your mind is set for that, the maximum you can achieve is actually something average. Because when you embrace pain and pleasure, by embracing bigger challenges that are aligned with you, then you are actually capable of things that are amazing and unheard of. But if you set yourself and you only want the positive without the negative, you are in the amygdala of the brain and that runs the show. It means that you are in fight or flight mode. And what you can achieve is only on for a short term, on a short run.
I love that. Now, this is the foundation of your entire body of work. So let's open it up. Now, you teach that human behavior is unpinned by 7 universal laws. And for someone hearing this for the first time, what does that actually mean?
It means that the whole universe and our life including is governed by universal laws. And these laws exist from the beginning of time, if there is such a thing, beginning of time. And they were discovered actually by ancient philosophers and thinkers, like Heraclitus, for instance.
Yes.
But then they were demonstrated later on by sciences. Now, psychology is a soft science. It's not based on these universal laws. Therefore, it's not predictable in results sometimes. I don't want to, blame psychology as a science, as it is. I think it's very valuable how we have it. But I think that we can do better than that. And if we take these universal laws that govern the whole universe from the microcosm to the microcosm, then, and you take it and you apply it on human thinking and human psychology, the results you can get, they are amazing. For instance, when you want to achieve something positive and try to avoid the negative side of that, it's impossible to achieve that. And the most frequent example I give to my clients is that name a person you consider successful. And then I invite them to see the dark side of that success, however they define success. For instance, you are a VIP, an actor, a famous influencer, and you cannot get out of your house without bodyguards, or you need to rent the whole place out if you want to have a quiet dinner with your family. So you need to see the other side too. Unless you are not willing to embrace that dark side of whatever success means to you or whatever you want to achieve, you will not be able to achieve it.
Yes.
Because you only want half of it.
Mm-hmm. That's very, very true. Now, give us a window into these laws and how understanding them helps explain why we do what we do, often without even realizing it. What surprises people the most when they first see their own behavior through this lens?
I need to think about different perspectives here. So for instance, when I have a third session with somebody, I try to understand how their brain works and what's important to them, and why they achieve what they achieve. And I'm not looking for faults or some misalignments. I'm looking for coherence. Coherence means that a particular way of thinking creates a particular set of results. And that's a very, very simple equation. And then all these are incoherent. So if you want different results, then you need to tweak the thinking. But that's very difficult because oftentimes you are not aware about the thinking. So we go one step backwards and we see what are the things that determine the particular way of thinking. For instance, a way of thinking or a pattern or a fractal is that working hard will guarantee excellent results, which is not fully true. But you learn from somewhere, from your experience, that working hard is the only way for you to achieve results. But that's not fully true. So for your brain, that means that working hard has more positives than negatives aligned with your past experiences that will make your brain to choose subconsciously to only find ways to work hard to achieve some results. Now, for you, in order to be able to let go of that, it's not so simple, I release working hard. Yeah, how do you know that you release that? How do you know that actually you had a shift in your life? Yeah. So my way of working with that is that you bring back the mind to neutrality. It means that you need to find the root causes of working hard. And I will go one layer even deeper. For instance, your mom used to work hard. So you appreciate your mom, you love your mom. And for you to be able to achieve results with very little work and with leverage, it would mean that on a subconscious level, you betray your mom. And here we come to work and we will apply the universal laws on balancing your perceptions about your mom, your positives and negatives, bring them back to neutrality, and then dissolve the root causes of working hard.
Right. I love that. That makes so much sense. Now, this is one that I think every single listener will feel in their chest, the gap between knowledge and action, why people stay stuck in the same patterns, even when they know better. Like, why does that gap exist?
That's an amazing question. And I think this is the core of understanding transformation and actually being able to work at the root of it. When you know something, it's just in your head. It didn't inform your whole nervous system, and it didn't overwrite your past experiences.
Right.
And you can imagine life like a flow, which is linear, and certain type of past experiences will create your future. But it's actually incorrect. It's your perception about the past experiences will create a certain type of future. But if you change the whole story, which is only changing the perceptions of what happened, we cannot change the event, but you have power on transforming your perceptions, then you can create a different future. Now, if we go even deeper, there is an event, and we as human beings, we get information about that event through our senses, and then we put a label on that event, and that's called perception. Now, perception, it's polarized based on what you've learned that is good or bad, or which supports or challenges your values. So you'll put a label on that. After perceptions, we have the emotions. And most of the time, we are not aware about the perceptions, but we are aware about the emotions. From emotions, we have decisions. From decisions, we have actions. And from actions, we have the results. Now, we cannot change the event, but we can change the perceptions. If we act on that root cause of perception, and then the whole cycle with emotions, with decisions, with actions and results changes. When we only focus on actions, which are not supported by the emotions and the thoughts or perceptions, then there is an internal conflict. This is why we cannot support change from there, only from the level of the actions, and not even from emotions, because emotions are caused by perception. So how you feel, it's a direct consequence of the label you put on an event. If I can give an example, maybe.
Please.
Let's say my mom told me at some point that the dress doesn't fit you, go back and change your dress before you leave home. So this is completely neutral, right? I heard it. I saw my mom when she said what she said, and I can label it as being negative. And I can say, oh, she's never happy with the way I dress. She's always criticizing me and run this story, which will create a certain type of emotion. Or I can give another meaning to the event. And I can say, she's so nice that she's thinking about how I look in public. And I'm grateful for the support she gives me. And then that's a different reaction. It creates a different type of emotion. Mm-hmm. So if we don't achieve what we want, is this because we don't have an alignment between the perceptions, emotions, decisions, and actions? When these are all aligned, then we can actually achieve what we want.
I love that. That is amazing. Now, what's really happening when someone is self-sabotaging or can't carry and stay consistent no matter how motivated they are?
When they self-sabotage is when their actions are not supported by their emotions and their perceptions. And it seems to be a self-sabotage, but it's actually not. It's guiding you back to your highest priorities, your true priorities, not what you think is important to you. Let me give you an example. One of my clients wanted to grow his business 3 times, his income in the business 3 times, which is quite an ambitious goal, right?
Right.
And for me to discover what stops him in growing his business at the pace he wanted to, I started asking the questions, what are your benefits of not being able to grow your business and stay at the same level? And what would be the drawbacks if you achieve the growth you are aiming for? So I asked these questions alternatively to discover what's actually keeping him in the same spot. And we discovered 2 very important root causes. One was when he said, well, if I grew my business, I would lose this energy that we have as a family in the business. And I would rather keep my business at the level I am at than growing it. And I told him, have you heard what you just said? And he said, yeah, I realized that. So now it means that he has the perception that he needs to have that specific work culture and energy like a family in his company. Yeah. And he has to find a way to keep that and grow his business. But if he doesn't have that, he will sabotage his company in growing. And this is why he didn't grow for a longer period of time, because right. he subconsciously was afraid that he will lose that. Another thing we discovered when I asked these questions were conflicting ideas, both based on real experiences. He said, I don't want to get into the position to have to pay employees from my own pocket because I don't have enough clients.
Yes.
And the other one was, I don't want to have clients, very good clients, and not have employees to be able to service those clients. And I said, he, in his nervous system, he recorded both experiences. So it created a conflict in his brain because these two experiences were true for his nervous system. And then it stopped him from growing. It's like when you have a freeze response, it's similar. You see the resources, but you don't know what to do. And when you discover these things and you act on the root causes, you dissolve the perceptions around them, then you have a free way to achieve what you want to achieve, because perceptions, emotions, actions are aligned.
Yes, they really are. And how does your framework actually help somebody close that gap and break the cycle for good?
That's an amazing question. My mind works like a mathematician's mind, and I see things as equations. So every time I meet a client, my brain is thinking, what's the equation and how do we solve it in the most efficient way?
Right.
And from this thinking, I developed a framework using the universal laws, applying the universal laws in a particular system, particular root causes that are directly connected to the results they want to achieve. For instance, that's not very well known, but for instance, one's financial outcome and their ability to charge what they feel it's fair and to raise their prices and to earn more money is directly related to the degree they process shame and guilt from the past. So during those 15,000 hours of experience, I discovered that this is one of the root causes of one's income level. And when you dissolve those root causes and when you work on shame and guilt, your self-worth increases significantly. And we have clients in our programs that double their income, triple their income within a year after the program, because the self-worth level is one of the most stable parts of your personality. So if it increases, it doesn't drop back. It's not volatile because it doesn't depend on external feedback. It's your relationship with yourself, regardless what's happening outside. So this is just an example.
Love that. Now, for the listeners out there, if you ever felt like your own biggest obstacle, like someone invisible keeps pulling you back, even when you know exactly what to do, this conversation is going to feel like someone finally explaining it to you. Follow the Advisor podcast right now. Every week, we bring you the thinkers, the leaders who help you understand yourself and build something that lasts. Now, let's make this practical for people listening, because because your work actually is built for them. Now, for entrepreneurs, leaders, and high performers, how does this framework change the way they operate and make decisions?
That's an amazing question. It's a different way of thinking, and that helps you very much in the business, and it helps you to regulate whenever you are in a very difficult position. And one of the laws that helps you to do that is the law of duality, which basically states that the whole is made of by complementary opposites. So there is no positive without negative. There is no negative without positive. But when the mind labels something as being very negative, bad, difficult, then you ask yourself the question, what's the positive side of that? What are your benefits? What are the company's benefits of that event happening, whatever that event is? So it helps you get back to center. And when you see positives and negatives in a balance, then you are actually aligned with your free will. This is when you don't react. This is when you are able to act strategically, which is a very important skill for an entrepreneur Also, the law of synchronicity supports you in a lot of ways. One of the most important one is related to opportunities that you missed on, and you are asking yourself where is the opposite of that in the same moment, in the same context. It means that whenever a door is opening or a door is closed, then another one is opening, and you just train your brain into seeing that. And it's very, very helpful because it kind of allows you to navigate with life instead of pushing or pulling or, you know, projecting your vision and forcing your vision onto reality. You are actually working with the surroundings, with whatever happens, and use it for your best interest.
Love that. Now, especially, like, I want to know, like, you know, and ask you about women, because you speak to this directly. Like, how do women overcome the internalized barriers, that self-doubt and the external, you know, explanations that hold them back in business and leadership?
This is a very emotional story for me, and the reason, one of the reasons I'm doing this. My mom was depressed for a long period of time, and also she used to drink alcohol. So I grew up in a very volatile context, and I was able to feel her pain. And I was conditioned by that pain in my relationship with myself as a woman, how much I self-sacrificed for my daughter, for others, because she did that. So this was the root cause of her being depressed and being alcoholic. Also, we have as women such a strong social programming that doesn't allow us to be ourselves. And yeah, often, even when you think you are yourself, you are just a result of that programming. So yeah, one of my quests is to support women to really awaken to their power and step out of that programming so they can really create something amazing that lasts in time, so they really have an impact. And that's very important to me, to my heart, and to my mission. And the universal laws and the framework I'm using, and especially the program called Power on Heels, is supporting women in doing that. And we work on three very important elements. One is your relationship with your mom, which has a direct impact on your relationship with life. The right way you connected with your mom is the way you connected with life. If that's flowing, your connection with life will be flowing. If it was charged and difficult and tension, then your relationship with life will be like that. So that's very, very important. Also, your relationship with your mom, through the tribes she represents, defines how you are as a woman in relationship to a partner, how you have to behave as a mother without even allowing yourself to choose there. So it's a very strong programming. And you reproduce 70% of the patterns you inherited from your mom as you identify yourself in those roles, being a partner of someone or being one's mom. And also it allows you, your relationship with your mom is the root cause of how much you allow yourself to really shine as an empowered woman in social circumstances by being authentic, not by the purses you wear or the branded clothes you wear, not through that, through who you are. Mm-hmm. Now, your relationship with your dad has a direct impact on how you embrace the way you consider yourself smart without compromising that. I will come back with a story on that if that's relevant. So it will allow you to be smart in your way. Also, it will allow you to grow financially and professionally. So these are the masculine attributes. And the last one is working on traumas. We think from the programming we got that you need to work for a long time on traumas. No, that's not true. You can actually sort out difficult traumas in 2 weeks or 3 weeks if you prepare the background for that and, you know, the foundation, which is you train your brain in getting there by working on your relationship with your mom and your relationship with your dad. And trauma carries so much shame and guilt, and it belittles one so much, and it makes them feel, especially as a woman, that you are not worthy of being happy, living a fulfilled life, that something is wrong with you, either that you were punished by God or you just made a terrible mistake and your life was turned upside down. But when you dissolve this, you are actually stepping into your power. And remember the story about past stories create future events.
Yes.
When you change the whole story of your past, a different future opens up for you, which is amazing for me. And this is kind of my way of trying to heal my mom.
Yes.
Which doesn't exist anymore on this three-dimensional world, but it's a way of doing the work with the women, for the women.
I love that. I love that so much. And women they wear so many different hats. And, you know, life, it could be very, very difficult for many women. And a lot of women live with shame and guilt and, you know, and they don't want to excel. And they are afraid to excel because of that. And so, you know, and they hold these expectations, like you said, and they from what they've seen for through their parents and other family members, and it's breaking through them. That's really, you know, plays a huge role. Now, what shifts, you know, when they start seeing those patterns clearly? Because, you know, when does it actually like begin to like all, you know, kind of like start to surface and you start to understand?
It depends how much pain you experience, I guess, and how much you're able to bear it. Sometimes pain is our best teacher. And when you are in your deepest painful moments, then you ask yourself the right questions. How did I get there, here? And if you are not in the victim mentality, which is not really helpful because it means that somebody did something to me and I don't have power over it at all. So if you are not in the victim mentality, you start asking yourself the right questions, like, how did I co-create this experience? What patterns am I running that I'm not able to have a relationship, a healthy relationship with a man who respects me? So when you start seeing these patterns, which for women are most evident in their relationships, for men are most evident in their relationship with money or business when they hit a ceiling and, you know, they bring a business to a certain point and then they cannot grow over it. I guess this is when you start seeing them. Now, seeing a pattern and realizing that you are within a fractal and your life is repeating the same story over and over again, it's not enough, because in the moments when the amygdala takes over, meaning that your neocortex is not empowered and you react on fight or flight because you're scared, then you go back to the old stories. So this is where the pattern, just understanding the pattern is not enough. But when you work on the root causes and dissolve the root causes for which that pattern made sense in your life, and the pattern, the root causes that created those patterns, then you realize that you have a choice and you can step out of it. And my way of work focuses on the root causes, and then decisions and actions which are visible in the real world are just the consequences of that inner alignment. So I never push for actions or decisions because that's volatile. It doesn't last if it's not accompanied by support of the perceptions and emotions.
I love that. Now, you know, I want to know a little bit more about your book, The Seven Universal Laws, that, you know, became a USA Today bestseller. Like, what inspired you to write it? And what will readers walk away with?
The book is co-authored with my husband. And when we started to work together, which is 2 years ago, it was his vision to write this book. And the book describes the seven universal laws. We have two chapters on the law of duality because it's so rich in examples and ways to apply that. And the whole book is easy to read because it's real stories from my experience with clients and then presenting the law, explaining the law, and then another story, and then another explanation. So it's practical and applicable, which is very important because I read books about universal laws before, but I wasn't fulfilled with the fact that, okay, now I know them, so what? But this book now gives you specific tools that you can use. And at the end of each of the chapters, you will have exercises you can do for you to be able to apply that universal law and start seeing results.
I love that. And you have like a beautiful larger vision, like a world where everyone, you know, every home and every business has someone who knows how to ask the right questions to create lasting information and transformation. You know, Tell us about that. Like, you know, why does asking better questions change everything?
If you ask a question, your brain cannot stop answering the question and it will try to find answers. And it's the best way to transform the brain. This is why my methodology is based on questions, not on storytelling, not on questions. And the questions, the way I work with these questions, allow you to have qualitative and quantitative compensation at the level of the brain. It means that while asking those questions, one will develop new neural pathways while we are speaking, and it changes the story. Now, could you repeat the question? Because this was just the introduction.
Yes. So I was saying, you know, you have a beautiful, larger vision, you know, a world where every home and every business, you know, has something who knows, you know, has, you know, someone who knows how to ask the right questions to create lasting transformation. And I was asking you to tell us, you know, about that. You know, why does asking better questions change everything?
Yeah. Thank you very much. Now, coming back to an example would be, why does it happen to me? This is not a question that really helps your brain, because why does it happen to me means that you are a victim of the circumstances. But if you ask the question, how have I co-created this experience? What are my internal settings, thought patterns, and emotions through which I created this experience? That's empowering. Right. Also, if you're running a story that something negative happened and you are seeing it as being just negative without positive, it will create a reaction to that in your real life now, even though that event happened 20 years ago. And you don't have free will, because you react now on a perception that happened 20 years ago that informed your body that you only had negatives, no positives. Now, if you go back to that event and you ask yourself, what are the gifts of that experience to you in that moment? And you start to see the gifts in that moment, and from that moment on, then you start changing the story. It means that now, in the present, when your mind is balanced, you are actually able to choose freely. Otherwise, you will repeat the same story over and over again. So this is why it's so important to learn to ask the questions that support your mind to grow, to evolve, to not repeat the same stories.
Yes. You know, you've spent like 15,000 hours helping people understand why they do what they do and how to finally change it. So from everything that you've learned, you know, what do you most want people to understand about why, you know, they have, you know, felt stuck, and about, you know, how much real and lasting transformation is and actually within their reach?
I would like people to know that everything that happens, happens for them, not to them. And I know you've heard this before, but the shift of the paradigm is very, very important, because if you perceive that things are happening to you, it means that you see life as a fight and you have to struggle so you can make it. But if you start seeing things from a balanced perspective, neutralized, not polarized with positives or negatives, you start to be in balance with life, and you start to see that actually this universe is a friendly place where the whole universe is supporting you to become the best version you can be in this life.
That's so true. That is so true. Now, you have services that you offer. Can you tell us about your services and tell us where we can find your book also?
Sure. You can find the book on Amazon, and you can find it on Barnes & Noble too. About the services, I work with very few clients in one-on-one sessions, but I created some amazing programs that do the foundation for very important transformations. The programs that are available in English now are Power on Heels, which I mentioned earlier, and the other one is Inspired Money Foundation, where we work on shame and guilt. We work on painful, unfair exchanges, and for we work on creating a vision for money, because you will be able to grow to the degree of the vision you have for money. And the last one, Inspired Money Foundation, is not only for entrepreneurs, it's also for freelancers, it's also for experts, it's also for someone who's employed somewhere and they don't feel they have enough opportunities or not paid to the degree the value they provide to the company. I had actually an amazing story of one of the clients who attended Inspire Money Foundation. She was an employee at that moment. She still is. She was working in marketing and she wanted to work in the wine industry.
Right.
And she didn't have the experience. She was a bit shy about applying to those jobs because she was rejected several times. During the program, she got 3 offers with salaries, wages, 2 times to 3 times higher than the wage she earned at that point in the wine industry, because she shifted some very important things related to self-worth and also to unfair exchanges. She dissolved some pain related to unfair exchanges. She lives in southern France now in a beautiful castle surrounded by a vineyard.
I love that. I love that. Wow. That's an amazing story. You know, from this conversation that we had today, if you know, for people who are listening to this episode, what is one thing you'd really like them to walk away with and remember that you feel is important from our conversation?
I think it would be how you apply the law of duality in looking for the positives in every negative situation you encounter, and looking for the negatives in every highly positive situation you encounter. Because this way, you can balance your mind, your perceptions, and you see the whole truth, not only half of it.
I love that. And for the listeners out there, it turns out that the reason why, you know, Stuck never had a lack of knowledge or willpower, it's because being the invincible patterns and the principles quietly shape in every decision that we make. And once we can see them, we can finally change them. You know, Monica Ion has spent her entire life helping people do exactly that. And today she reminded us all that the lasting transformation begins not with trying harder, but with understanding ourselves deeply. You know, Monica, I want to thank you so much for being here. You know, you've helped our listeners. You told our listeners that they can, you know, really learn from these principles. And these principles, you know, the 7 universal laws, you know, help us, you know, learn about, you know, about different understanding ourselves, understand why we are the way we are, not being stuck. And, you know, and can you, before we go, can you tell the listeners where they can find the 7 universal laws and learn about your work and connect with you?
Sure. First of all, I want to tell you that I really loved your questions, and I think that it takes some courage and authenticity to be able to deep dive in an interview like you did, and I really appreciate that. So thank you very much, Stacey, for this. You can find information about what we do on inspiredlifecircle.com. You can find the book, The 7 Universal Laws, on Amazon and Barnes and Noble. And also you can find very nice documents for you to be able to identify the priorities your brain is guided by on inspiredlifecircle.com/video-priorities. You will find all the links, I guess, in the description of our conversation, right, Stacey?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You know, if all these show notes and all the information will be in our description, you'll find out all the links and everything you need in order to, you know, contact Monica, in order to see her social media and to be able to find her book. It'll all be in the description. And everyone, if this episode has helped someone, click for, you know, make sure that you click on it, share it with someone who has been stuck in the same pattern, knowing better and still is not breaking free, you know, even though they're trying so hard to. I've got to say, you know, that I am so, just blown away by you and everything you shared today. And you were actually You had such wonderful knowledge and wisdom to share. And once again, I just want to thank you for being on the show. I hope you'll be back and we can talk more in depth about the seven laws. And I thank you so much for sharing your time with us today.
Thank you very much, Stacey.